My dear friends in Christ, I am sure that some of you have had the experience of raising sheep. For myself, our family grew up raising goats. And this was, for those of you that have raised sheep or goats, you know that there is quite a difference. Now we know that goats get a rather bad name in Scripture. They are sometimes referred to as or representing the devil and what is evil, which is not perhaps entirely fair. But the reason is, goats tend to have a mind of their own. They are rather intelligent, at least depending on the breed of goat. They're rather intelligent, and they tend to have attitudes. Whereas, sheep, again, are fairly different. And this isn't true in every single case, but they tend to be more docile. There was an example I remember as a child where the goats indeed were very bad examples. Goats are escape artists. They know how to get out of any fence that you construct. And this was true for our goats. But we, at this time, had one sheep in with the goats. And the goats, we still never figured out quite how, but they figured out how to get out of the barbed wire fence. But the sheep was not so clever. But it had to follow. So what did it do but just try to muscle its way through the barbed wire fence and got itself all cut up, had to get stitches in its face. Ridiculous sheep. So, we see the difference between the goats and the sheep. And the point is, our Lord wants us to be docile. Yes, we need to be intelligent about things. We need to use our God-given abilities to think and to reason things out. But when it comes down to it, we do need to just follow. But not the goats. We have a true shepherd. We have someone that we can follow absolutely. And we know that if we follow and we are docile, we cannot go astray. And this is a very comforting thought. It has happened since this has happened throughout all of history. We know that it is just a human condition, but we've seen particularly, I believe, since Vatican Council II, there has been this tendency amongst Catholics, and we have to consider for good reason, there has been this tendency to think independently. And why? Because, we have seen these men who are supposed to be shepherds. Unfortunately, taking off their disguises and coming out as wolves in sheep's clothing. And so we have this tendency to be independent thinkers, and we see so many people becoming what we call lay theologians. And yes, we've had to make these distinctions, and it's been difficult, especially those that went through the turbulent 60s and 70s and even 80s. But maybe we should ask ourselves, is it a little bit different now? We have to consider perhaps, and in a sense, the path is well trodden. We don't necessarily have to fight as we did several decades ago. We always have to fight for our faith. We know that. But the atmosphere is different now. We know what it means to be Catholic. We see very clearly these false shepherds. And so now perhaps we should focus, we should take heed of our Lord's words at the end of today's gospel. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Again, there's this tendency to think independently, and we see amongst even traditional Catholics disunity. How is this possible? Are we not all Catholics? How is it that traditional group is pitted against traditional group? Sometimes even parish against parish? Are we following our Lord closely enough? Because he says, there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. My dear friends in Christ, I believe we live in a time where we need to come together as docile sheep in our Lord's fold. And again, I'm not downplaying the importance of certain theological questions. There are pertinent questions, and we should be aware of them. But when it comes down to it, all of these questions need to take a second place to the salvation of our immortal souls. And after all, are we not sheep of the same fold? We need to work zealously and diligently toward this unity. And practically speaking, we might ask, well, how do we do this? And we know the fundamental answer. We need to follow Christ more closely. We need to imitate him in our own daily lives. This is a very deep saying, one that we could contemplate for a long, long time, and no doubt the saints began more and more to understand the saying, I am the good shepherd, I know mine, and mine know me. We need to know our shepherd. We need to imitate him, and we know essentially how to do this. It just comes down to a matter of doing it. Putting aside sin, putting away those occasions that plague us, practicing the virtues that we know we need to practice. Follow the Good Shepherd. And if we do this, we will have that same mentality. And all of these other questions will seem almost unimportant, because we will have the same mind as the Good Shepherd. And that is the salvation of the sheep. There is no greater law than the salvation of souls. But even besides for this most fundamental practice, we can encourage unity in other ways. And it can begin here in our own parish, making sure that we do make the point, put in the work to be a spiritual family. Put aside the differences that we might have with this family or that family. Try to encourage one another. Be friends. And with this as a core, we, of course, would be a shining example to other parishes. And we also have the ability to reach out. We have this tool, the internet, which has its many problems, can be a very powerful tool of the devil, but we can also use it as a tool toward unity, to reach out, try to connect with other Catholics on the common denominators of what makes us Catholic. We need to be one fold. We have one shepherd. My dear friends in Christ, let us not be at any point discouraged, because these are difficult times. We know that the vicar of Christ is not there. The representative of Christ, the shepherd here on earth, is not currently present. And this does lead to confusion. So was the devil's design after all. Pope Leo XIII said it very clearly. Satan had the iniquitous design to strike the shepherd and scatter the sheep. But if we see where we stand, we have the God-given gifts of intelligence and, more importantly, grace. Can we not gather? We know where to gather, and it's here, in front of the tabernacle with the true shepherd. Let us continue to strive for this unity. Unity in our families, unity in our parish. Unity with the whole Catholic Church. Let us be docile. Not stubborn and conniving goats, but docile sheep, ready and willing to follow wherever our Lord leads. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.